You're listening to Pastor Bill Surjack.
The scripture that we're looking at this morning is from the book of Joshua, preaching through the book of Joshua. So hear now the word of God. This is the inheritance Moses had given when he was in the plains of Moab, across the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he promised them. Now these are the areas the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritance were assigned by lot to 9.5 tribes, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had granted the 2.5 tribes their inheritance east of Jordan, but had not granted the Levites an inheritance among the rest. For the sons of Joseph had become 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites received no share of the land, but only towns to live in, with pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites divided the land, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Thank God that he has not left us alone to know what he's like, but he's revealed himself in a way that we can understand by becoming a man as a person of Christ, and that revelation is accurately retained for us. And this is Holy Word. I have a little bit different way of looking at things. And a matter of God's will is one of those things, because many people seek God's will in just about everything that goes on in their lives. And I look at working out his will a little bit differently. I look at it a little bit more like it was worked out here with the dividing of the lands among the 12 tribes of Israel. It happened really by 3 different ways. One of them was by casting lots. Another one was by the direct order of Moses. And another one was one where they didn't get an inheritance. Those pretty well cover, I think, the ways that God works with us. The first part of it was the casting of lots. 9.5 tribes divided up their territory by the casting of lots. Just sheer chance. Now, some people would say, well, God just worked it out within the casting of the lots so it would come up right. Maybe that way, maybe not. I think God left a lot of things in the world strictly up to chance. And so the 9.5 tribes got their property by chance, not by saying, I want to live by the seacoast, or not by saying, I want this fertile land over here. They were basically dealt a particular place to work and a place to live by chance. And then they had to work that out. I think there's that element actually at work in our world, a very strong element of chance. I think sometimes where ministers come, I'm not so sure. I came here to Silva 32 years ago. Was that where God wanted me? I don't know. There's probably a lot of other places I could have gone, and he would have worked his will out in those places. I think some of that is left to chance. Many times even the people that we marry is left up to some of our choices. But a lot of it, I think, is left up to chance, because there's a whole lot of people that will never meet in the world, and they'll never come together. And I think there is that element of casting of lots and of chance that is at work in all of us. Now, what the Israelites then had to do, it wasn't that they took the land that was allotted to them. It wasn't they just took that land and said, you know, that they wanted land by the seacoast, and they instead got land in the mountains. It wasn't just a matter then of taking all the time to gripe about things. What they then had to do was to go there and work out with God what they had been given, what chance things were dealt to them. Kind of feel like there's a lot of things in our lives that operate that way. I think sometimes if we have a handicapped child, it's not necessarily that God is putting a handicapped child in our home. That may well come just by chance. But what God wants us to do is to work that out according to his will, and be able to work things out in that framework according to his will. My coming here to Silva may have been as much chance as this particular guidance when I came. It was up to me to talk to the Lord and to be able to make good choices according to the way God would have me work and would have me live within this framework. And God teaches us to make better and better choices. There are certain choices in the basis of choices that I had that probably came from my upbringing. The way my father was, the way my mother was, the friends that I had as I was growing up, I learned how to make choices probably based a whole lot on my relationships to other people. Now, when you become a Christian, you start learning to make choices based on your relationship to God. And as your relationship to God becomes the significant thing in your life, you gradually make better and better, more godly choices. And so it was up to the Israelites. Once they had been given certain areas to work in, and it seemed to me that it didn't matter a great deal which one of those areas it was, they then had to live that out according to God's law, according to God's ways, and beginning to live that area. I think too often we try to figure out some of the chance things as which ones God wants us to do. And I think it's almost like he says, go for it. And you and I, we'll work it out together as to how to live within that framework. Two of the half of the tribes were given land according to what Moses assigned them. And many times that kind of thing also works within the choices in our world. And the authorities tend to tell you what you have to do and where you go. Nathan Hopper, one of our church members, is serving time in prison. Now, he's not there by choice. He's there because he was assigned that particular place by the governmental leaders. He then has to work out the best he can within that framework. And he has. He's worked remarkably well to be able to spread the gospel, to be able to tell people about Jesus Christ within that framework. And Methodist ministers operate pretty much the same way. It's the bishop who assigns them to work in a particular place or a particular area. And then once they're assigned that area, they then need to work it out within the very best way that they can. Those are two of the ways that I think God works in our lives, to begin to show us how then to live. We then have to live it out within the framework we've been given. You made a bad choice or a good choice sometimes within your spouse, but once you're there, you then work it out according to the way God has told us to live, and we live out our lives in God's will in that way, come closer and closer to it. And then there was another group that didn't get any inheritance at all. They didn't get any land. They were the Levites. They were the people who were the priests of God. Basically, the inheritance they got, according to this section in Joshua and one other section too, they got God as their inheritance. And they got the opportunity to be his people and to bring God into the Jewish nation. Now, a priest is different than a prophet who tells the word of God, or a king who rules over the people. The priest is a go-between between God and the people. So the priests were not given any particular inheritance in this world, but their inheritance was in the kingdom of God, within God's presence. And they were to help bring that in to the lives of the people and take the sins that were in the people to God. And their inheritance was God. And to me, that's a valid inheritance. A good inheritance. In my own life, I'm not really a priest because as Christians, we believe in the priesthood of all believers. But the inheritance that I would most hope to pass on to my children is a relationship to God. And to my grandchildren, it's a relationship to God. The other things would be nice. We hope we can leave a little bit of finances to kids too. But primarily, the most important thing to leave with them is God. And the opportunity for them to be able to know God, and that they would come that way. They would come to the point of really knowing God. That's the major inheritance of the Levites. Now, as I said earlier, we believe in the priesthood of all believers. So there is a certain sense in that anyone who is a believer in Jesus Christ doesn't really have an inheritance in this world. Jesus has said already to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt or corrode. The real inheritance that any of us have is going to be with God. And so it's not so much a matter of having a lot of money or things. It's a matter of how we use it. And how we use it is an inheritance that we can leave with God that we will then have forever. Christians have an inheritance. They are priesthoods of all believers, and so we all have our basic inheritance. And what God calls us to do is to make good choices, within the framework of what we've been given. Even in the New Testament, Jesus told the parable of the talents, and three different people were given three different amounts of money. And they were then told to invest it, to make choices with it, to make choices wisely. One of them made very wise choices, one of them not so wise, another one in between. And what God calls us to do with what he has given us is to begin to use it in ways that will glorify him. The inheritance, the things that he has given us, he then tells us to use, make our choices according to the way he has taught us to live, in hopefully better and better choices, in ways that will be productive toward God. And that's basically where he leaves all Christians these days, since we're all priests. Our inheritance is basically with God. And that's the richness that we would hope to be able to pass on to others in this world, as we share our faith with our children, with our family, as we share our faith with other people. We lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt and corrode. And ultimately, for all Christians, our inheritance is the same as it was for the Levites with God. You see, everything else is going to pass away. The only thing that will remain is what we've done for the Lord Jesus Christ.